welcome to Secrets to Health. It's Angela Jacobson, the Oz Super Nanny. Today we are in Melbourne. It's the Australian Nanny Association's first ever convention. Last year we were in Sydney. We had a small 30 people little event.
20, I think.
20, there we go. And I joined the committee at that AGM, elected as the social events organiser, and then within a month told we're actually going to do a great big convention. So we've got a sold out event today. We've got 100 people coming along and all our sponsors and committee members. But I'm here with Danielle, the president of the ANA now. So welcome, Danielle.
Thank you, Angela. And doesn't it look great? And there's a real buzz and a vibe here today.
It's awesome. Yeah, we've got some giant teddy bears and everyone's sort of filling in now. Kath Jamison's here entertaining the crowd.
Yes, she looks great. And everyone's excited. I think it's a great vibe. And the networking is fantastic for the nannies. A lot of nannies feel like a bit isolated, so it's nice for them all to come together. And we've got agencies here as well and a few family members, and it's great.
Yeah, and I guess it's not just all sitting down. We're going to be getting them up to get involved. And you know, we've got self-defense happening.
We do.
Some personal training.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of food.
Yes, we do.
Morning tea, a buffet lunch, afternoon tea, then dinner with the AGM.
Yes, I know, it's exciting.
And then off to Club 23.
That's right, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a long day.
Very long.
No, I think it's going to be fantastic. And you can hear already the excitement in the crowd, and there's still people filtering through, and we'll be starting at 9 today, so it's going to be great.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining me, and we'll interview more people throughout the day.
Fantastic.
All right,
Ange.
Thanks. We're at the ANA convention and I'm here joining Amanda Cox, the Mad Cow. Welcome and thanks for coming and speaking to us today. Tell us a little bit about what you do and your journey.
Okay. Nice and simple. I'm a working mum to three boys, work full time. I'm a content writer and copywriter. I've also run an Australian blog, a well-known Australian blog called Diary of a Mad Cow, which really focuses on helping parents to see the lighter side of life. And to just, you know, guilt less, stress less, that kind of thing, have a lot more fun, and talk really about the realities of parenting, how things actually really go down, and also fitting in between, you know, what the research is telling us and what our real life is like, and trying to kind of combine the two in a way that's actually doable.
Cool. So it was, for me, it was a really raw and genuine experience. It was quite some of it difficult to comprehend straight after your morning coffee, but I guess that's the way to really hit home as well.
Yeah.
So if where can people go if they want to find out more about you and what's your blog?
Okay. My blog is diaryofamadcow.com.au. I'm also all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Mad Cow's Diary. So nice and easy. That's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today at the ANA convention, and we wish you all the best.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you. I'm here at the Australian Nanny Association's convention. I'm with Jo Ryan. Welcome and thank you for coming to speak to us today.
Pleasure.
Jo, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So I have a business called Baby Bliss, and we help parents with their babies and toddlers, and it's mostly around sleep and settling. So we offer a whole range of services, home visits, phone consultations,
Yeah, and you're an author as well?
I am. I have a book that's called Baby Bliss, funnily enough. So that sort of covers 0 to 18 months.
Awesome. So we're obviously going to post this video up online, but I'm also recording for Secrets to Health radio show. So if anybody listening across the peninsula in Melbourne wants some help with the sleep of their baby, where do they go to contact you?
So they can go to babybliss.com.au. And all the contact information is on there, plus we have a lot of downloadable material, tip sheets, routines, seminar recordings, things that they, lots of information to help them out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
And we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I'm joined with Robbie Singh from the Autism Partnership. We've actually spoken to your boss on my show. We were talking about autism a month or so ago.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you do at Autism Partnership.
All right. So the big thing that we do is we're an ABA provider, so Applied Behavioral Analysis Therapy provider. The field of ABA is one where it's quite new to Australia. We've been in Australia since 1996. But the field is very young still. There's only a few providers doing best fit practice, and there's very few organisations. A lot of people are individual providers. And what we do is we provide a service that is trying to provide world best practice, and that's why we are associated with Autism Partnership in LA. So they're the organisation that started it. John McCacken and Ron Leaf, the two gentlemen who run that organisation, were original students of LOVIS in the original experiments that developed ABA with children with autism, and started the first practice of ABA where it said you require 20 hours of intervention a week, and you work on these skills and how reinforcement works. And they were there right at the beginning, and that's who we're still being overseen by. So everything is scientific research in LA and making that happen. So it's a really nice to be part of an organization that is always trying to match the best science going on there and the best practice going on there.
Awesome. So basically, you obviously, guys, it's a private function.
No, no,
sorry.
Pardon? No. It's on a different
Sorry, we'll edit this. So basically, there was a lot of interest in the room when you started talking about signs and symptoms.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the girls are going to want to follow up from that. And you know, it's really crucial, as you said, to detect as early as possible for treatment. Yeah. Where can people go to find out more information?
The best kind of websites to go to are kind of like KidSpot. .com, like just those basic ones that the government has out there.
Okay. But also, if they want to contact you more specifically, I know a few of them wanted to.
Yeah, the best way to do it is just through email. So it's Robbie, Robbie.Singh, at autismpartnership.com.au. Email us with any information you have, and we can try and help get you into the right, to link you with the right people to start that process. And I know one of the big things that came up was like, how do you have that conversation with the family? Because it is so difficult. And like I said, there's so many considerations from you as a nanny in a household trying to, flag that there's issues and get something done about it. But two, to also make your job more effective. Because if you're feeling like you can't do best practice because there's a range of issues that you don't feel you've got the skills equipped to deal with, and you need more tools in the bag by an interventionist who specializes in that, you need that help as well. So it's really important that we make that happen and get you in LinkedIn with the right people that can help you out. So contact us and we'll try and help you out with that conversation.
Thank you so much. And you were also here for self-defense.
Yeah.
And I personally found that amazing, and I was really keen to get this because there's often, you know, unfortunately, nannies are left very vulnerable. Mm. It's not a job where you finish at 12 at the pub and you can you know, have your lift arranged accordingly. As a babysitter, they could just walk in at 11:14 and you're then walking out into the street. And if you've arranged 11:30 for your taxi or your parents to pick you up or what have you, you're leaving yourself vulnerable for 15 minutes on the street. And unfortunately, there are nannies that get raped, and this does happen. So, like anybody in life, if you can have a little bit of self-defense training, it goes a long way.
That's it. And it's better to have the skills and never need them than to need them and not have them. It's the philosophy I live by. And it's just like I got two daughters.
Mm.
And I always think about it, like what could happen? Well, equip them with something just in case it ever does. You know, the hope is that they never have to use it in their life. But just to know they have that skill set, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, just to know that they can do it.
And you do free first aid, self-defense classes for women. Whereabouts is that? If anybody wants to join us.
Burwood in Victoria, corner of Warrigal Road and Burwood Highway. We're in a central location in Melbourne's east. And Sunday, 11 a.m., free classes. Come down and just do it. It's really, really simple, really effective. And we're not trying to teach you to fight somebody. We're just trying to teach you how to keep yourself safe. That's what it's all about.
And where can people go to find out more information about that?
Yeah, sendaijujitsu.com.au. Or there's the Facebook page, Sendai Gracie Jiu Jitsu Burwood. All the information is there, timetables are there, and there's video clips showing some of the basic techniques that we do, so you can feel comfortable going, oh, that's what I'm going to be doing when I walk into a class. Because it's not like a boxing class, it's not like a taekwondo class or a karate class. We're not teaching you to punch and kick people, we're keeping you to stay safe and keep yourself conscious. Awesome. That's the key.
Well, you were incredibly entertaining, and I know everybody had a great time, and I turned around and it felt like half the room was videoing or taking photos of you. So thank you again from everyone at the ANA for coming and joining us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking and listening to lots of clips that I did last week at the ANA convention, but I've got a guest with joining me now, Sharon Sweeney from Melbourne Body Composition Analysis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Angela. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. And can you tell us, who are Melbourne Body Composition Analysis? What do you do?
Okay, so Melbourne Body Composition Analysis, or MBCA, we're a group of fitness professionals who specialise in nutrition, exercise science and health coaching. We have a mobile service which provides body composition assessments to gym members and is able to show people how to look past the numbers on the scales to what is really important, like your ratios of body fat, muscle, dangerous toxic fat around the organs and a lot more besides. And what we kept on finding was that so many people didn't know about how important this was or how to effectively change their bodies. They just kept spending money hand over fist for the next diet trend promising fast results, only to regain any weight that they had lost and usually put on a bit more besides. So our mission has recently evolved to include educating people on how to escape this diet cycle and change their bodies permanently without any gimmicks or trends.
And you're putting on a seminar. What's that all about?
Well, over the years, we've noticed this cultural mindset that in order to have fun at Christmas, you have to be willing to stack on a few kilos. So whether a conscious decision or not, this huge amount of people stop even trying to stay healthy over the festive season, and then they leave it to the new year to pick up where they left off. But what they don't realise is that this yo-yo effect of dieting and binging can have a huge impact on their long-term health and body goals. So our seminar is going to help you understand why you put on weight so much weight at Christmas, and how to avoid it, and also how to transfer what you learn to the rest of the year as well.
And what if people don't want to go on a diet at Christmas time?
Trust me, Angela, neither do we. As far as MBCA is concerned, diet is a nasty four-letter word. So we'll be teaching you how to make better choices without feeling restricted or missing out on any social occasions, and just helping you to avoid stacking on those Christmas kilos.
Yeah, and I guess everything's about moderation nowadays.
Absolutely.
To me, that's the main thing that, you know. And do you agree with cheat days?
I do to a certain extent, yes. The thing about cheat days is that as long as they don't spill over and become cheat weeks or cheat months, then they can be definitely very effective.
Have you been on my Facebook? Okay, and why is it so important for people, apart from the obvious, to be fit and healthy?
Well, I mean, having excess fat has a huge range of implications. It's not just about fitting into your summer bikini or looking good in a new pair of jeans. Having extra fat increases your risk for so many other things like heart disease, stroke, diabetes and mental illnesses. But the good thing is that it's not all bad news. You know, our body is this amazing machine with a huge capacity for change. And that means that no matter where you're starting from, you can change your body to be healthier and fitter permanently.
Yeah. So you're obviously a Melbourne-based company, but you're coming down to the Mornington Peninsula, which is where we are now. Secrets of Health is from RPP on the Mornington Peninsula. So tell us about the event that you're putting on.
Well, we're holding the seminar at the Balnarring Community Hall. It's going to be on Monday the 14th of December from 7pm till 8pm.
Okay, cool.
The hall.
Are you there?
Just a little bit of feedback.
A little crackly. And if people want to come down to the seminar, where do they go to find out more information? Or obviously you don't need to buy a ticket, but is there like an Eventbrite or something like that?
Yeah, it's a completely free seminar. We're putting this on for the community. We want to reach as many people as possible and help people really avoid that dangerous sort of festive season trap of just stacking on all that weight. So the hall is located at 3050 Frankston Flinders Road in Balnarring, and you can confirm your spot by SMSing us. I'll give you a number in just a tick. Or you can message our Facebook page at Melbourne Body Composition Analysis. We've also posted the event on the Secrets to Health Facebook page.
Excellent.
And we're really hoping for a good turnout so we can help as many people as possible.
And it's perfect timing just before Christmas for people to learn all about those traps and ways to avoid them. And, you know, everybody wants to have a good time, but, you know, there's a way of having a good time and not regretting that for months and months afterwards.
Exactly. So if your listeners would like to SMS 0404 149 125, just with their name and how many people they're bringing with them, we'd really look forward to seeing them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and I might even pop down myself. So
Please do. We'd love to have you.
Awesome.
Thanks very much, Angela.
Well, that's the end of another show today. I'm Angela Jacobson, the Oz Super Nanny. I was down at the Australian Nanny Association's convention. It was our first convention ever in Australia, and we made the news, so that was pretty exciting. We had a sellout event with 100 nannies. There was 125 in total with sponsors and agencies. And the committee, we had an amazing day. It ran from 10 to 8 in the morning. People were there ahead of registration. We had Kath Jamison down there, the amazing magician. She wandered around the crowd and entertained everybody. If anyone's looking for entertainment this time of year to come to your Christmas party, she is insane. So Kath Jamison, you can find her on Facebook. She's amazing. She's a local peninsula girl, so support your locals. Then we had speakers all the way through the day with loads of food and entertainment. In the night, we had the AGM, and then we went on to Club 23, where we boogied the night away. It was fantastic and a lot of hard work, but it had all paid off. So next week, we've got a couple more interviews left from the convention that we're going to play and some more great guests. But thank you to Janet McNeil from Harcourts in Mornington for putting on my expose, sponsoring that. So I was able to go out and do all the recording. So thank you, Janet. If anybody's looking to buy or sell, head down to One Harcourts, One Main Street in Mornington at Harcourts, and ask for Janet McNeil. Also, thank you to Core, who's my other sponsor. We haven't given anything away this week, so I guess now would be the time. I have got another week pass to use all of their gyms. They've got 5 across the peninsula. This pass gives you unlimited access to their salt room, which is just incredible. And all their gyms and all their classes, their swimming pool, their jacuzzi, steam room, you name it, you can go along and check them all out. So I'm going to give this prize away to a lucky winner on Facebook. So jump on our Facebook page now, make sure you like it, share it, and your chance to win. And maybe that's the way it will do. I'm going to pick a lucky winner out of all the people that share the Secrets to Health Facebook page for your chance to win this week pass. So thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Angela Jacobson, and we'll be back next week on Secrets to Health.